You're listening to SBS News.
Moscow began its mandatory troop call-up on Thursday to try to bolster a stumbling war effort in Ukraine, with authorities saying thousands had volunteered, even as Russian men fled the country to avoid being forced to fight. Amateur footage posted on social media since President Vladimir Putin ordered the mobilization of reservists on Wednesday purported to show hundreds of Russian citizens across the country responding to military summons. Dmitry is one man whose world changed in less than 24 hours.
I didn't expect that I'd have to leave today. No one told me anything in the morning. They gave me the draft notice that I should come here at 3 p.m. We waited an hour and a half, then the enlistment officer came and said that we are leaving now. I was like, oh great. I went outside and started calling my parents, brother, all friends of mine to tell them that they're taking me. And I'm still studying, by the way.
In several videos on Twitter, women and children can be seen crying as they farewell their husbands, fathers and brothers, fearful they may never see them alive again. At airports, a mass exodus is forming, with Russian families fleeing to neighboring countries that allow Russians visa-free entry, with the majority of flights fully booked. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov denies Russians are abandoning their country.
The information about the height at airports and so on is very much exaggerated. It was exaggerated a lot. There is a lot of fake information about this. We need to be very careful about this so as not to become a victim of false information on this matter.
The troop call-up has also resulted in protests in 37 Russian cities, with more than 1,300 arrested, according to the independent Russian human rights group, OVD Info. In St. Petersburg, police in riot gear packed male and female protesters into buses and off to jail. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in his nightly address, spoke in Russian, directly to Russians, saying the war is now affecting Russians personally.
Russia's decision to mobilize is a frank admission that their personnel army, which was prepared for decades to take over a foreign country, could not stand it and crumbled. And now, due to mobilization, Russia's war against Ukraine for the majority of Russian citizens is not something on TV or on the internet, but something that has entered every Russian home.
He urged Russian citizens to resist the recently announced partial mobilization, saying that no one should lose their life just because one person in Russia decided so.
Why, for example, Dagestanis or anyone else should die in the Kharkiv region or near Donetsk just because one person in Russia decided so, for all the citizens of Russia? There's no other reason. That's what he wants. You are already accomplices in all these crimes, murders and tortures of Ukrainians because you were silent, because you are silent.
Meanwhile, in New York at the United Nations, Russia's war on Ukraine was discussed with condemnation of President Putin and Russia on almost every tongue. World leaders are calling for Moscow to be held accountable for human rights violations in Ukraine, as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov defended Moscow's war and accused Ukraine of being the one committing atrocities.
We have no doubt that Ukraine has become a completely totalitarian, Nazi-like state, where the norms of international humanitarian law are trampled on. There's no surprise that the armed forces and the national battalions are using the tactics of terrorists, using peaceful civilians as human shields. And here's what's particularly cynical, is the position of states that are pumping Ukraine full of weapons and training their soldiers. The goal is obvious. They're clearly stating it, to drag out the fighting as long as possible, in spite of the victims and destruction, in order to wear down and weaken Russia.
He says countries supplying weapons to Ukraine were parties to the conflict, and that the intentional fomenting of this conflict by the collective West remained unpunished. After Mr. Lavrov accused Ukraine of creating threats against Russian security, he walked out of the UN Security Council meeting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged that Washington would continue to support Ukraine to defend itself.
One man chose this war. One man can end it. Because If Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends. That's why we will continue to support Ukraine as it defends itself and strengthen its hand to achieve a diplomatic solution on just terms at a negotiating table.
He says supporting Ukraine would mean the world would be more peaceful.
Defending Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity is about much more than standing up for one nation's right to choose its own path, fundamental as that right is. It's also about protecting an international order where no nation can redraw the borders of another by force. If we fail to defend this principle when the Kremlin is so flagrantly violating it, we send a message to aggressors everywhere that they can ignore it too. We put every country at risk. We open the door to a less secure, a less peaceful world.
But UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres does not see the world coming to peace. He says the latest developments are alarming, especially Mr. Putin's nuclear war rhetoric.
La guerre menée par la Russie en Ukraine ne montre aucun signe de répit.
Russia's war on Ukraine shows no sign of letting up. The past 7 months have seen unspeakable suffering and devastation. The latest developments are dangerous and disturbing. They are further steps away from any prospect of peace and towards an endless cycle of horror and bloodshed. As I have said from the start, this senseless war has unlimited potential to do terrible harm in Ukraine and around the world. The idea of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, has become a subject of debate. This in itself is totally unacceptable.
Human rights lawyer Amal Clooney also spoke at the UN.
We are now more than 6 months into a war in which innocent men and women are fighting against a brutal war machine. More than 5,000 civilians are dead, including hundreds of children. As cities emerge from occupation, we find reports of mass graves from Bucha to Mariupol and now Izium. We see the bodies of men with their hands tied behind their backs. Shocking reports of sexual violence, including rape and gang rape, in which family members were forced to watch.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong, who is in New York at the UN at the moment, says the troop call-up, which led to the protests and arrests in Russia, is an irresponsible escalation. Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, Varsel Mirochenchenko, tells Seven's Sunrise that the protests in Russia are a positive trend.
It's, of course, very troubling, and Minister Penny Wong was right to condemn this irresponsible behavior. We believe in Ukraine it can get worse before it's going to get better. But we are also measuring and assessing the reaction to this in Russia. As you've seen, the people have started demonstrating, and I believe it's a positive trend. Ukrainians have no other option but to be motivated and to be fighting out there. And what's important for all of our friends and allies, including Australia, to continue supporting Ukraine. Yeah.
Ambassador Mirochenchenko is calling for Australia to increase the pressure on Russia.
There must be more pressure put on Russia because what Russia is doing, they're really violating all the international norms and undermining security globally. And this is something that was never seen before at this scale. And therefore, more pressure should be put on Russia, more weapons sent to Ukraine, more sanctions on Russia. Because I think a bully, when it is cornered, is actually, we just have to hold strong and stand the line and yeah. just be there.
The ambassador also thanked Australia for providing several Bushmaster armored vehicles and has called for more support.
President Zelensky really thanked Prime Minister Albanese when he met him in early July. And more recently, you must have seen the footage of the Australian Bushmasters liberating the Kharkiv region. So this piece of vehicles have been extremely efficient out there. And Ukrainian government has made a request for more of those Bushmasters, as well as artillery and ammunition right. and drones and other weapons which Australia can provide and probably should provide to help Ukraine in these dire times, and we are, of course, extremely thankful for that support.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.